From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're bringing you the news, the information today. A little sex ed. The daddy gives the mommy... we'll get into it in a little bit. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, November 15th.
Allison, big news here in New York. Alex Rodriguez and the Yankees, they may be making up.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's actually kind of a sweet story because you had these, you know... Well, the first part of it is that Alex Rodriguez met with George Steinbrenner's kids in Florida recently to talk about maybe coming back and playing for the Yankees.
But because for people who didn't follow it, he was going to walk away and look for a much bigger deal, or at least his agent was putting that out there.
Right, this guy Scott Boras. Well, anyway, the thing I thought was so sweet and Brokebackian about it was the fact that both sides had been saying kind of bad stuff publicly, but they both secretly were keeping the fires of hope burning in their heart.
It's like they said, we'll see other people.
Yeah.
But then they really wanted to date again.
That's right. And so maybe they're getting back together, and gosh darn it, who says that sports doesn't have a heart anymore?
Those crazy kids.
On the Bryant Park Project today, we're going to talk about the writer's strike. It's now into day 11, and it's just not just the writers that are taking a hit in the old wallet. There are all kinds of other businesses in L.A. that are, not shutting down, but like dead. Restaurants,
yep.
Valet, car parkers. So we're going to find out what's happening out in the 213.
And the reason that we're going to talk about sex ed today is the CDC released a report saying there were 19 million cases of sexually transmitted diseases last year. About 50% of them, people 15 through 24. So make your kids go to sex ed class. We're going to talk to a brave soul who is teaching sex education in the year 2007. Not an easy job.
Those stories, plus a woman who's doing the Iditarod, that's that, you know, dog sled race. She's doing it by bicycle. We're going to have the most clicked and emailed story on the stories on the interwebs. We'll also get today's news headlines from Rachel Martin. That's in a moment. First, though, we've got a heap and helping of the BPP's big story.